Stay out there.
No.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Okay, good. Alright, that's good. Alright, wow. Good morning.
早.
I had a great time just worshiping the Lord our God.
今天呢, 我跟大家一起敬拜神, 我真的好开心。
I truly felt it's a glimpse of heaven because it's both Chinese and English.
我真的觉得我真的瞥见这个天堂的一眼哦, 有看到中文就是讲各式各样的语言一起来敬拜神。
And you know what? I love this family so much.
你知道我很爱我的这个家庭。
I love my church family here at Full Blessing Church.
我很爱我的教会家庭, 我的丰盛教会。
Amen. And, this is where I really, Winnie and I, we really matured as a married couple in the Lord.
这丰盛教会就是让我们两位在婚姻里面有成长的一个地方。
Oh, my son is up.
还有我的儿子。
Come on. I want to show you all if officially introduce you my son.
我想要正式来介绍一下我的儿子 Jessica 帮我们带来。
Jess. I always wanted to do this.
The Lion King thing.
Introduce you, Asher, Daniel. Okay. By the way, that's what happened in the movie Lion King, right?
这狮子王里面就是这样子哦。So
that's my son, and if you can't tell, like we actually matched.
你知道我们今天有一个那个都是互相搭配的，我们跟儿子也有搭配。So
our English congregation, we're doing this called twinning. We're wearing something with the same thing with another person.
所以今天呢，我们的英文堂有一个叫双胞胎制哦，好像是 Josh Jane提议的，对不对？
Josh Jane 提议的
That's right.
Josh Jane, who are you twin?
你跟谁是一起的？双胞胎。
Look at that. Oh. Yeah. All right. Can I get the marvels?
The marvels. Come on. 这是有那种superhero的。 Woohoo! Right. 还有很帅气的，那个 Daniel 跟 Virgil。
Daniel and Virgil.
Woohoo! Come on. Who else? Oh, 还有 Cynthia 跟那个 Sarah. They're like so cute.
Wow.
还有谁？ Who else?
Oh, Jess and Alfie.
Jess and Alfie? Oh, red shirt. Oh, and khakis. 太可爱了。
See, guys, our church family is so much fun.
其实我们这个教会家庭是很有趣、很好玩的，对不对？
And today is a special service. Today is a combined service.
今天很特别，因为我们是联合的聚会。
So if you actually add the times from the morning to the afternoon, it's about an hour and a half in the morning and an hour and a half in the afternoon.
所以呢，通常我们聚会是早上一个小时半在早上，然后英文堂是一个小时半在下午。
So total of 3 hours. So I've come prepared to preach for 3 hours straight.
加起来三小时，是我今天准备了3小时的信息来跟大家分享。
So you guys sit back, relax, and listen up.
所以坐下来放松一点哈，你们要坐这边有点久哈。So
today I really want to share that our church is family.
所以今天我要分享的是，其实我们的教会就是家庭。Amen.
Every time I hear this song, it reminds me of Uncle Peter. Who's Uncle Peter?
每次我听到这首歌，我就想到 Peter
叔叔。我们都是一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣 ，because. We are in, because of Jesus, we are one family.
因为耶稣呢, 我们都是一家人。
In Christ, we are a family.
在基督, 我们是一个家庭。
And so when I first started with Full Blessing Church, it was about 5 years ago.
所以我刚来奉圣的时候呢, 大概有5年前了。
At that time, there was only about 12 youth.
那时候好像只有12位年轻人。
About 3 or 4 college students.
3、4个在大学的里面。
And by the grace of God, it has just exploded.
因为神的恩典呢，我们有一直加增。
And they keep on growing up.
然后他们也一直长大。
And right now we have more working young professionals than college students.
现在我们有很多正在工作的年轻人，然后有很多的大学生在我们当中。
We have more college students than we have in high school kids.
我们现在大学生比高中生还多了。
The high school kids are turning into extinction.
所以呢，我们的高中生都快绝种了。
So we're going to bring more of the young people up to the.
所以我们要欢迎更多的年轻来进入我们当中。
Amen. Amen.And I love our family.
所以我还要再重申一次，我真的很爱我的家庭。
I had the pleasure for the past 5 years to teach, to walk with, to mentor, to counsel some of your beautiful children.
所以呢，这五年我很有荣幸的呢，可以来教导，然后来一起来就是来做他们做我的门徒。这五年来，其中有一些呢就是你们的孩子。
And they're a loving bunch.
他们其实是很可爱的一群。
They're a giving bunch.
他们很喜欢给予。
They're a supporting bunch.
他们很支持我们。
And they're an encouraging bunch.
他们也很鼓励我们。
Josh, for example.
所以举例来说 ，Josh 呢
？Not only he's able to pray for Elder Ye.
那他不但呢是为叶公公祷告。
He also checks up on our marriage.
他常问我们的婚姻状况如何。
He would text us and say, how are you guys doing? Are you guys doing okay?
他有时候会传简讯给我说，哎，你们两个还好吧？没有吵架吧
？Loving bunch.
他是很爱我们的。
Giving bunch.
我们也很爱给予。
I don't know if Lulu's here. Lulu, yes.
Lulu 来了吗？是。
Right there. She came back from China over the summer, and she brought us a really, really cute gift.
她今年夏天呢，从中国回来的时候，她给我们一个很可爱的礼物。
And it's sitting on our desk right now. So,
现在就是放在我们一个很漂亮的地方。谢谢你。
And our family is a supporting bunch.
然后呢，我们的家庭呢也是互相支持的家庭。
I have my FLT leadership team to support us.
为我们的丰盛教会的这个领袖来支持我。
They're taking up more responsibilities.
他们来分担我很多的一些责任。
They're leading Friday night Bible fellowship.
现在礼拜五的那个团契都是他们在带领的。
And also, I have a lot of babysitters.
还有好多人在帮我们照顾 Asher。
Actually, two sets of babysitters babysat for us yesterday from morning until the night.
所以昨天晚上我们就有两班，一个是早班，一个是晚班。
So that we can go to our Kairos class in the morning, and then so that we can come here to prepare for worship.
所以我们可以早上去一个短宣的课程，然后晚上呢可以来这边练习敬拜。
We're just so loving.
我们真的是一个很爱，我们是很被爱，然后被很支持的。
And you know what? We're also an encouraging bunch.
我们也是很喜欢去支持人的人。
You know, on my birthday.
你知道在我生日的时候
，They made a car for me.
他们呢做了一个卡片给我。
And one brother wanted to encourage me to go work out.
有一个弟兄，他很鼓励我一定要赶快去运动。
So he wrote.
所以他写着。
He didn't write happy birthday.
他没有写生日快乐。
All he wrote is Owen, you used to be buff.
他只写 Owen, 你以前好像比较壮。
But guess what?
那你知道吗
？It worked.
他才有帮助到我，有激励到我。
All right. Thank you, Josh.
谢谢。Josh.
Right, so again, man, if you are new here today, if you're new to Jesus,
所以今天你是新来的朋友呢,
I want to encourage you to come to church.
我想要鼓励你继续的来加入我们的教会。
Because it's fun.
因为很好玩。
It's loving.
有很多爱。
And it gives us a chance to get to know you so that you can get to know us.
也让我们有一个机会来更加的认识你，而你也来更认识我们。
Church is not a place.
教会不是一个地方
，nor a building，
也不是一个建筑物。
Church is people，
教会就是我们。
Wherever there's church that has one common denominator of Jesus，
所以所有的教会呢都有一个共通的这个特点，就是耶稣。
That's where church is，
那就是我们教会所在的地方。
So I want to welcome you guys to the family of God，
所以我想要欢迎你们都来这个神的家庭里面。
Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes we can come to church for the wrong reasons.
有的时候我们来教会可能是为了不有个私心来教会。
We had the privilege to baptize my 90-year-old grandma 3 years ago.
所以呢，三年前呢，我们一起来为我们的祖母受浸。
When she first went to church,
她第一次去教会的时候呢
，she didn't know what it is.
她根本不知道教会是什么。
She only described it as 夜总会。
说这好像是一个夜总会 nightclub.
It's a nightclub. That's how she would say it in
四川
action. All right, so 夜总会 just a whole bunch of people dancing, shouting, jumping up and down. She's like, this is a pub.
因为她外婆只看到好多人在教会里面跳来跳去啊，唱歌啊，跳舞，好像夜总会一样。
But let me tell you, church is a family. It is more than a club or a pub.
所以教会呢，不仅仅是一个家庭，不只是一个夜总会，它是一个家庭。
So we're going to be sharing about two types of families today.
所以我们今天要讲两种家庭。
But before I go there, I talked to Pastor Jane, and he says that it is very important to share with everybody that how do we get into the family of God?
所以呢，我就有跟我们的让牧师交通，然后他就有跟我讲说，哎，我们如何来进入神的家庭呢？
And I believe it is very important.
所以我认为这是很重要的。
So let's go ahead and take a look at it.
所以我们就来分享这个信息。
So how do we get into the family of God?
我们如何进入神的家呢？
So number one, it is to enter by birth, not by works.
第一个，我们是借着出生和我们的重生，不是靠着我们的行为表现。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
In Romans 10:9,
在罗马书第十章九节，
it says, "Believe with your heart and profess with your mouth."
所以，当你心里相信，口里承认。
Believe what? Profess what?
那相信什么？承认什么呢？
That Jesus is the Lord.
所以，我们的耶稣是主。
Is your Savior?
是我们的救主。
He's the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And He died on the cross for us for our sins.
他为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
And He rose again 3 days later.
然后他在三天之后复活。
So if you believe that with your heart and say it with your mouth,
如果你相信这个呢，也承认这个，
you are Christian.
那你就是基督徒。
Also in Acts 2:38,
也在《使徒行传》第二章三十八节。
It says, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus."
我们来悔改，来受洗，归入耶稣基督的名下。
You technically do not have to be baptized to be a Christian.
其实技术性来说，你不一定要受洗才能成为基督徒。
But when you truly believe with your heart and profess with your mouth, there shouldn't be anything that stops you from getting baptized.
但是如果你心里真的相信，口里真的承认，其实就没有任何的一切能够阻止你想要受洗的决心。
Baptism is an outward proclamation of an inward belief.
其实受洗呢，只是一个做一个外在的宣告，来表示你内心的相信。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Next, one of the benefits, once you're in the family of God, the benefit is everlasting.
所以当你在这个家庭里面呢，有一个好处，就是这个关系是永久的。
This family relationship is everlasting until we deny it.
是永久的，直到呢我们不认它为止。
Next, we're baptized into a universal family, global family, and local family.
所以当我们受洗的时候，我们也是受洗归入整个全球的家庭。
And that is out of Ephesians 3:15.
然后这个是在我们的以弗所书里面第三章十五节有提到。
Which says,Every family on earth, on heaven, and on earth derives its name from the family of God.
他是说呢，天上地下所有的家庭里面呢，都是源于神的家庭。
So what does that mean? Is if you're baptized here locally in Irvine?
就说呢，如果你是在 Irvine 受洗的话呢？
You are still in the family of God when you travel abroad to Africa, to Asia, to everywhere on earth.
就算你去非洲、欧洲，不管是世界哪一个角落，你都还是属于神的家庭。
Amen.
Amen.
And because we are baptized in Christ Jesus,
因为呢，我们是受洗归入了基督的名下。
I can call Elder Ye my brother.
我可以跟叶公公说，嘿，你是我的弟兄。
He's my brother.
他是我的弟兄。
I can call Grandma Cho my sister.
秋妈妈是我的姐妹。
Amen.
秋姐妹，你好。
Amen. So say to the person next to you, we are brothers and sisters.
所以跟你的邻居说，我们是弟兄姐妹，我们是兄弟姐妹。
Amen. Amen. So like I said, we're going to be diving into two types of families.
好，所以我们现在要更深入的来探讨一下这两种家庭。
One, we already shared that it's the family of God.
第一个呢，就是神的家。
How about let's go ahead and take it a little bit deeper, okay? Let's take a look at principle number one.
所以我们看第一个原则是什么呢？
This is one of the number one principle that I want us to learn today, that we will have a healthier, full blessing church when we start to not only see our church as a family, but start doing things as a family.
所以呢，这个原则就是，当我们不只是看我们的教会是家庭，我们也跟像家人一样一起来同工，那我们就会有一个更健康的丰盛教会。
Do you guys agree? Amen, amen. But even though we agree with that, as a youth pastor, as a part of our family, for 5 years, I've noticed that there's some disconnect between what we know in our mind and with our heart.
但是从我这过去五年来的观察呢，我发现我们自己脑里的知识呢，跟我们心里面的感受还是有一个不连结的地方。
I will explain that in a little bit.
所以我会跟你们解释。
I want to go to how does the Bible describe church first?
所以我先想要来分享圣经里面是如何来形容教会的呢？
So let's go ahead and to the next PowerPoint. Which is right here. No, sorry, got it. Okay, so in the New Testament, there's a lot of references to how God sees the church.
在新约里面呢，有提到很多神如何来看这个世界的教会。
Paul names the church the household of God in 1 Timothy 3:15.
所以保罗呢，他在提摩太前书，他有说呢，教会呢就是神的家。
Household.
神的家。
And he calls salvation adoption as sons in Romans 8:23.
保罗也在罗马书有提到呢，我们当我们的救赎，我们就是要成为儿子的名分。
When we are baptized into Christ Jesus, we are being adopted into sonship with, under Jesus, under God.
所以当我们的受洗归入耶稣基督的名下，我们也就成为了神的儿女。
He also describes, us as heirs in Romans 8:17.
他也在罗马书第八章十七节提到说，他称我们为他的后嗣。
Tells Timothy to treat an elder as a father.
跟提摩太提醒说呢，要对老年人如同对父亲。
Calls Christians brothers and sisters.
他称基督徒为兄弟姐妹。
And finally, use Abba to address our heavenly Father.
还称我们的天父为阿爸。
See, all these descriptions really point to the relationship that we have to God and to each other.
所以这些描述呢，都最终就是把我们的关系看到神。我们与神之间的关系，还有我们弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
So as you can see, church is family. Amen.
所以我们可以看到，教会就是家庭，对吗
？So principle number one, healthier church is when we see and start to do things together as a family.
所以第一个原则就是，当我们看彼此，还有一起跟家人一起来同工的时候，我们就会有一个更健康的教会。
What do we call that?
所以我们叫这叫什么
？Fellowship. Very good. Very good.Yes, the early Christians devoted themselves to fellowship.
所以呢，在之前的早期的使徒呢，他们也常常有一个很多的交通，很多团契。
This means that fellowship was their number one priority, and a huge aspect of it was to gather together.
所以当他们聚集在一起的时候呢，他们在交通、在团契的时候，他们把这个放在生活很高的地方的重心。
You know, many times our English does not do justice to the original meaning of a word.
所以有的时候呢，英文字呢，它没有办法完全的诠释它的原文的意思。
I feel in this case it was true because it felt way short of what fellowship means in its origin.
所以在英文的交通里面，它好像没有办法完全的解释神他想要传达的这个。
And that is the word in Greek, koinonia.
所以呢，在那个希腊文就是 koinonia.
It means common or shared.
那是表示呢，我们共同的拥有，彼此分享。
So real fellowship means that there's a common participation in something that is deeper than just being a member of a church or just coming to church.
所以真正的交通是代表我们之间弟兄姐妹有真心的交流，而并不只是教会的一员。
I shared before that the common bond between us is Christ Jesus.
所以在我们之中共同的连结呢，就是耶稣基督。
Fellowship is the sharing together of a common life with.Other believers through relationship with God, through Christ Jesus.
所以呢，当我们彼此交通的时候，我们不仅是与神一起交通，也是与我们弟兄姐妹一起来交通。
And that is, what is so-called the vertical relationship.
那就是我们跟神的这个垂直的关系。
And then comes the horizontal relationship, which is the relationship that we have with each other.
还有这个水平的关系，就是我们跟弟兄姐妹彼此之间的交流。
In the Book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面呢
The church was fellowshipping not just through worship services, but on a day-to-day basis at their houses.
在早期的使徒里面，他们并不只是在礼拜天才来做这个敬拜跟团契，他们每一天都是来敬拜、来赞美神。
Brother Yeh just reminded us how precious that he felt like, wow, this is one of the times that he really missed the togetherness of the young, the old, the English, and the Chinese together.
所以就像叶公公刚才也分享，他真的好珍惜有这个时间可以跟我们教会的每一个弟兄姐妹，不管是年轻的老的男的女的，他都很开心。
But you know what, to do that we need to spend time with each other.
但是呢，为了要有这么开心的感觉呢，我们真的要好好的花时间跟彼此相处。
See the word, the Greek word koinonia is God taking a diverse and individual strands and weaving them together in order to create a tapestry that draws other close to us.
所以 Koinonia 它的意思呢，其实就是呢，把我们每一个人都好像是一个不同的一个线，然后我们交织在一起，变成一个很漂亮的一个很大的地的毯子。
Draws us to others to marvel at His work, which is us.
所以呢，就让很多众人都来吸引，来看这个漂亮的毯子。
Do you know what that means?
你知道这什么意思吗
？That means it's your grandparents, it's your uncle, it's your aunt, it's your cousins, it's your friend that they would.Marvel and be amazed at our church because we have the ability, a natural ability that the old and the young can come together and have fun.
所以当我们编织出一个这么漂亮的这个地毯，会让我们的阿公阿嬷、弟兄姐妹、叔叔阿姨、伯伯姊妹都来看着这么漂亮的这个神的这个做的这个东西，就觉得哇，我们好吸引，好想去教会哦。
We got to show them that we care, we genuinely care and love each other.
所以我们想要真心的来表现我们真的爱也关心彼此。
Because you know what? The world has never heard of that.
你知道吗？这世界其实从来没有听过这样子的信息。
It's so unheard of.
从来没有听过的。
And I really believe that it makes them want to have what we have.
我相信他们会也想要拥有我们所拥有的。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And you know what? In spending time with each other, you will learn to care and love for each other.
就是当我们彼此相处的时候，我们也会学习到如何去爱跟关心对方。
Through giving and receiving.
是用我们的给予跟接受。
At times, we will be on one or the other side.
有的时候呢，我们只会偏一边，只想给或只想拿。
Sometimes we'll be actually on both.
有的时候呢，我们两个都有做到。
See, you will need to minister to someone and be ministered to.
我们呢就是要服侍人或是被别人服侍。
You need to disciple someone and be discipled during a healthy family relationship.
你需要招人来做你的门徒，你也需要有一个来指导你的人。
This reminds me of in Titus 2.
就是在提多书呢，第二章。
I don't think I have that right now, but that's okay. If you have your Bibles, open up to Titus 2.
所以如果你有的圣经呢，请你把你转到，翻到提多书第二章。
Verse 1 through 4.
第一到第四节 ，Alan 加油。
Sorry about that. We're not going to read it, but I'm just going to quickly summarize that.
所以我会赶快把它做一个重点哦。
If you're there, say Amen.
如果你们到的话，说 Amen。翻到了。
提
多书第二章一到四节 ，Right?
Yes, I believe.In Titus, Paul is exhorting young Titus to teach older men and women to be temperate.
所以呢，这个保罗在教提多呢，那个教会他们的老年人呢，其实他们要有一个谦卑的心。
How to be sound in doctrine and truth?
怎么在他们的那个真理里面呢，是很坚实的。
Teach what is good and be pure.
So, 教导他们什么是善的，什么是纯洁的。
Is that it?
就这样了吗
？No, so that they can what?
所以呢，他们可以怎么样
？They can teach the young.
所以他们可以教导那些年轻的人。
The old, I mean, Apostle Paul is exhorting young Titus to teach the old, so that the old can teach the young. Did you guys get that?
所以呢，使徒保罗是教提多呢，要教导那些老年人。然后来怎么样来教导他们教会的年轻人
？I wonder how we're doing with that here at our church.
我在想我们丰盛教会是怎么样的光景呢
？How much time do we spend with each other?
我们花多少时间在一起
？We might know a lot of people or know them well from our small groups.
我们可能很认识我们小组里面的人。
But how are we doing with cross-generational, cross-language barrier, within our church?
可是当我们知道我们上一代或者下一代在做什么吗
？How often does the older woman, takes a younger woman under her wings and teach them about purity?
所以我们的这些姐姐们有在教妹妹们事情吗？
And how often does the young men are willing to listen to the older men?
所以我们的年轻人有在听我们的老年人的教导吗？
See, like I've noticed a very strange phenomenon here at our family.
所以在我们丰盛的家庭里面呢，我发现一个有趣的现象。
You know, in the beginning, I said I love my family. I love you guys.
在开始之前，我就说我很爱我的家庭。
But again, families, we're not perfect.
但是呢，我知道我们也不是完美的家庭。
So I've noticed a strange phenomenon.
所以我看到一个很奇怪的现象。
It happens between the first service and our English service.
它不管是在早上的堂，在下午的堂都发生。
It happens between.
哦，在中间，在吃午餐的时候有发生。
Yes. So in between is.
Lunch.
So our lunch fellowship hall, if you would, is all out in the hallway, right?
所以大家都知道我们吃午餐的地方是在那个外面哈，走廊。
There is a, I don't know if it's a tradition or there's a unwritten rule about this.
不知道这是我们丰盛的传统，还是有一个不成文的规定。
You see the section, the table by the window over there, by the door?
所以你看那些椅子就是靠那个窗户门那边哈。
That is specifically for young professionals only.
那只是 YP 的区 ，YP 区。
Adults cannot touch it.
现在大人都不会过去。
If they go there, they'll be booted out.
如果他们过去的话，有可能就会被赶出来。
So the adults, you know, they're very nice, right? So they just want to, and they're just, okay, you can have that, and we will have the rest of the fellowship hall.
所以大人就很尊重他们，就是他们就挪到旁边去。
And you know what? You will never see English out in the hallway.
你也从来不会看到我们的 FBF 在坐在外面的。
Because we have been jailed, imprisoned in that little mirror room.
因为我们关在我们的那个镜子房间里面，都出不来。
It's a very strange phenomenon.
这是一个很奇怪的现象。
It's almost like we are one church.
就好像是我们是一个教会。
Under one building.
在同一个建筑物底下。
But actuality, we are two separate entities.
但是我们好像是好几个不同的单位。
Do you guys get what I'm saying?
你们有感受到我在讲什么吗？
See, there's nothing,
有在笑就是有感受。
There's nothing wrong with having activities aimed at different age groups or, you know, as long as our church family find a healthy balance to create, activities between generations.
其实同侪跟同侪之间有很多互动，其实是没有什么错的。但是呢，我们要找到那个平衡点，我们可以家人就是上下两代呢都可以和乐融融。
We need to bring the generations together.
我们要把我们两代之间要合起来。
So that we can benefit from each other.
所以我们可以彼此受惠。
See the young generation, we might have a lot of ideas, a lot of ideology, a lot of energy.
我们的年轻人可能有很多想法，有很多精力。
But we lack wisdom.
但我们没有智慧。
We lack so much wisdom.
我们没有智慧。
You know, we are ready to take risks.
我们很喜欢冒险。
But yet we take very foolish risks instead of calculated risks.
但有时候是有点那个愚昧的这个冒险。
We are in need of guidance.
我们需要一个指引。
The older generation, on the other hand,
然后那老上一代的呢？
We have wisdom.
我们有智慧。
Knowledge.
有知识
and experience,
有经验
but we fail pass on to the next generation.
但是我们就没有把它传承给我们下一代
And because some of us we feel we're afraid, we fear.
因为我们很害怕
But what would happen? What would happen if the young and the old generations came together that had a common vision of God's kingdom work on this earth and we embraced each other?
但是呢，如果我们让上下两代合在一起的时候呢，彼此拥抱自己的智慧、经历、知识跟经验的时候呢，那我们
We embrace each other for what they can offer.
所以我们就互相接受和接纳，尊重彼此可以互相受惠的东西。
I can almost say that it will be the days of the Pentecost. Amen.
我可以觉得就像五旬节的时候一样。
When God poured out His Spirit, and it doesn't matter if it's on men, women, slave, free, young and old.
当神浇灌他的圣灵在我们当中，不管是男的、女的、老的、少的。
And all will receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
大家都会来领受这个圣灵的大能。
Because of their faith in Jesus.
因为我们都相信耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know some, one of the objections to our church family is that maybe I don't know enough.
所以知道我们有一个共同的一个特性，就是我们还以为觉得我们自己知道的不够。
I haven't learned that much, so I'm not equipped enough, and I just don't know what to say to the younger generation.
我没有被装备，所以我不知道怎么样跟我的下一代来传承。
哎呀 ，I don't know English.
哎呀，我英文不好。
Right, but I want to remind you.
但是我想提醒你们。
God asked Moses, "What do you have in your hand?"
神问摩西说，你的手里面有什么？
What do you have in your hand?
你在你的手里面有什么？
See, as people, we often focus on what we don't have.
很多时候我们看我们没有的东西。
We don't have, I don't know how to speak English.
我不会讲中文英文。
I don't have this, I don't have that.
我没有这个，也没有那个。
But God is asking you, what do you have?
但是神问你，你有什么？
I'm telling you guys have full wisdom, full knowledge, full experiences that the younger generation, we really, really would benefit from.
我想要鼓励大家，看你们手中拥有的知识、智慧和经验，这都是可以让我们的年轻的一代来学习的。
You guys have the prayer fire, the prayer anointing.
你们有很有祷告的恩膏。
Feel free to pass that on to us.
请您赶快传授给我们吧。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, one thing that... One way I think it's going to make it practical for us to practice this.
所以呢，我们会要有一个很实际的方法来操练一下。
It's the question that I'm going to pose to you guys. How do we start? Where do we start?
所以我们要从何做起呢？
Okay, so where do we start?
我们从哪里做起？
Number one.
第一个。
Break our tradition of the seating sections.
我们要打破我们传统的入座区，我们要梅花座。
All right.Starting today at lunch after I speak.
所以今天开始呢，从午餐开始的时候呢。
All right, let's mingle. All right, English in the first table. It's going to be a whole like just chaos.
所以呢，我们的这个吃午餐地方要有年轻的、老的、少的，全部都要一起来讲英文、讲中文的都要坐在一起。
And can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right, good. Number two.
第二点。
Number two.Learn the names of every member, or at least as many as you can.
好，我们现在都来彼此来认识，知道对方的名字哈，越多越好。
If you see someone that you don't know their name, take the initiative to ask, "Hey, my name's Owen. What is your name?"
如果你不认识这个弟兄姐妹，你可以跟他主动说，哎，请问你叫什么名字？我的名字是 Owen.
And if you're afraid of speaking in either English or Chinese,
如果你很害怕说中文或说英文的话呢
，you can.Bring a lot of people who knows both.
你可以找很多翻译来啊，很多人都会翻译啊。
And can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Amen. You know what? For the longest time, I actually feel ashamed to come to the adult congregation because they would say, "Hi, Owen."
其实很多时候我来这个华语堂的时候，我都会觉得很不好意思，因为很多人都跟我打招呼说 "Hey, Owen."
And I would go.
我会说
"Oh, 你好，你好，你好。
我说你好，你好，你好。How are you?
See, it's not that I am disrespecting them.
并不是我不尊敬他们哦。
It's because I just haven't really put my focus at, or my priority to get to know my family.
我觉得这是我的错，因为我没有花时间来了解、来认识他们。
So again, it's just the shifting of priorities.
所以我们只是来把我们的这个里面的思想转换一下。
So if you truly believe that this church is your church family,
所以如果你们真的相信呢，我们这个丰盛教会就是你的家庭。
Get to know each other.
我们就要主动认识彼此。
All right, number three.
好，第三点。
Be active part in the life of the family.
所以我们要让我们的家庭的生命动起来。
By praying and serving together.
我们要一起祷告，一起服事。
And you know what? I love the way that we just serve together.
我很爱我们今天一起来敬拜。
And you know what? This might be probably the hardest thing for us to do.
这可能是一个很难、困难达到的事情。
Because as Chinese or as English, we both have our own ways of doing things.
所以不管是我们在华语的敬拜或是英文的敬拜，我们都有自己想要做事的方法。
When we lead worship,
当我们在带敬拜的时候，
some people,
有些人，
because they fear the other language.
哦，因为他们不太敢唱他们不熟的那个语言。
They rather just sing it the whole thing in the language that they're comfortable with.
所以他就决定要唱，全部都只唱他们自己比较熟悉的语言。
And it's not just the English congregation, it's the Chinese also.
不只是英文堂，其实中华语堂也是一样。
It's a real challenge for us.
就是真的是一个很大的挑战。
But I truly feel that how many of you guys feel blessed that we sing both in English and in Chinese today?
所以今天我们又唱中英文，你们觉得有蒙福的举手。
Amen, amen. See, when we are able to step out of our comfort zones, we bless others.
当我们愿意呢去为对方来踏出这个安全的区域呢，我们就可以成为彼此的祝福。
It's not just about serving together, but it's really about coming together as a family and seeing each other's needs.
所以我们并不只是一起来服侍，我们也是要来彼此帮补。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So today, when we go out for lunch, you know, it's going to be crazy.
所以今天我们吃午餐的时候呢，我要看到我们全部都团在一起。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.So remember the principle number one.
所以原则一是什么呢？
Besides that,、we will have a healthier, full blessing church when we start not to see our church as a family, but start to do things together as a family.
就是不要光说不练，要真的要把我们的家庭教会看成跟家庭一样。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Principle number two. Let's go to the next slide.
好，下一个原则是什么呢？
This is the second family that I'm going to be sharing about.
所以这是我第二个要分享的家庭。
Our biological family.
就是我们的原生家庭。
Our own family.
我们自己的家庭。
And the principle goes.
这原则是。
We will have a healthier, full blessing church when we start working towards a healthier biological family.
就是当我们开始呢向更健康的原生家庭来动工的时候呢，我们就会有更健康的丰盛教会。
Does that make sense?Do you guys believe that?
你们相信吗？
See, guys, church is made out of individuals, people, right?
所以教会呢是由每一个人所组成的，对吗？
Now, if each individual is healthy,
如果每一个人都很健康的话，
then our whole full blessing church is healthy.
那我们整个教会呢，当然就会很健康。
Don't mistake healthy with perfect.
所以健康并不代表完美哦。
All right, so there's we come to church so that God can heal us, so that we can.Be on our way to be healthy.
所以呢，我们来教会呢，其实就是要来让主来医治我们，所以让我们可以更健康。
We're going to continue to fall short.
我们当然有时候也会跌倒。
And that's where the grace of God comes in.
但是就是神的恩典就在这当中。
So again, church is made out of individuals, and if each individual is healthy, then our church full blessing should be healthy.
所以教会呢是人所组成的，所以如果每一个人都很健康，当然我们的教会家庭就会非常健康。
Our biological family is sort of like a microcosm of our church family.
所以呢，我们的原生家庭呢就是像一个微生物一样，微小的细胞。
You know, I've been a father for only 4 months.
我当爸爸呢只有四个月。Where have I been?
So.I just want to let you guys know that I do not know and I do not pretend to know everything there's about how to, you know, become a godly father.
其实我想跟大家坦诚，其实我根本完全不知道要怎么样做一个敬虔的爸爸，我还在学习。
So what I'm about to share is my observations for our family, with our family for the past 5 years, and I would ask you guys to allow some latitude, allow some space and grace as we learn together on how to raise godly children.
所以我要分享了我在五年来的观察，那我的观察或许还有一些不足的地方，所以请大家多多见谅。
You know, as a young father,
像一个我是一个新手妈妈爸爸。
I see the devil has strongholds in our family relationships.
我也看到那撒旦其实在我们的原生家庭里面是有建立了很多的营垒的。
He has robbed us from our God-given authority to teach and raise our kids.
撒旦呢也掠夺了我们这个当为父为母的可以在这个家庭里面掌权的这个能力。
Not only he robbed from our parents, he also corrupted our children and filled the children's minds with lies.
他不仅呢掠夺了父母的权利呢，他也把这小孩子里面的生命里面充满了他的谎言。
We need to break Satan's soul in our family.
我们需要来打破这个撒旦的谎言在我们的家庭里面。
Amen. And we must seek a full restoration of that power and authority given to us by God.
我们必须要看到我们家庭完全的恢复，因为我们的神给了我们这样的权柄。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you guys know more, you know, this than myself.
所以你们相信自己也有这样的体会，可能比我体会的还深。
More or less, we have some kind of hurt from our biological family.
所以呢，或多或少我们都从原生家庭里面有一些受伤。
We get hurt intentionally and unintentionally.
我们有的时候是有意或无意的都会被伤害到。
It's like a pro. It's a what's it? Porcupine.
就像是刺猬一样。
You guys know what a porcupine is, right?
你们知道刺猬是什么，对不对
？Porcupine is like a family.
刺猬就像是一个家庭。
Doing some, I love Discovery Channel, by the way, so that's where I saw it.
我很爱探索频道，那不是跟 Ellen 一样吗？
Ellen.
探索频道。
Discovery Channel, right? So on one of the episodes, I saw the whole lifespan of a porcupine.
所以有一集呢，在讲这个刺猬的一生啊。
During winter time, it gets really cold.
在冬天的时候呢，其实很冷，对不对
？So they come together.To be warm, to get warm.
所以刺猬呢都聚集在一起，所以他们可以彼此取暖。
But you guys know that they have quills and spines.
你知道他们有那个刺，对不对
？So the closer that they get to each other,
所以他们更靠近的对方的时候
，they will feel each other's quills and spines.
他们就会感觉到对方的刺。
But they rather get together.
但是他们还是想要聚集在一起。
Rather than be alone.
也不想要独自。
Because it's cold.
因为很冷。
See, and that's what.I see our family is like porcupines.
所以我看我们的家庭就像是刺猬一样。
Whenever we come together,
所以当我们聚在一起的时候呢
，even we have the greatest intention,
虽然我们有很好的这个想法
，I have spines.
但我刺。
She has spines.
我也有刺。
And we hurt each other.
我们互相伤害。
But we need each other.
但是我们也彼此需要。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So.I will come back to how we hurt each other in the smallest ways in a little bit.
所以我们还讲一下，我们是有的时候就怎么样不小心伤害到对方了。
But I want to direct our attention to Malachi 4.
但是现在我要请大家转到马拉基书第四章。马拉基。
It's actually not on there. Can you put it on there?
Yeah, Alan, 谢谢。
Again, Malachi 4 is a very short chapter.
其实马拉基书第四章是一个很短的一章。
And again, we're not going to read it.
我们也不会读它。
But I do want you guys to turn your phones there or open up your Bibles over there.
但是你们可以翻到那一章。
As you guys are flipping there,
所以当你们正在翻的时候呢
，Let me go explain a little bit what the book is all about.
先给你们一些背景啊。
Or who Malachi was?
那谁是马拉基呢
？So Malachi was the last.Of the Old Testament prophets.
所以呢，马拉基是旧约里面最后的一个说预言的。
He lived after the Babylonian captivity.
他是在那个巴比伦这个掠夺了以色列之后的一个 prophet.
After the temple was built and worship has been restored.
那时候神的圣城呢已经被恢复了。
But he started to realize that people, even the temple is rebuilt and worship has begun, he started to notice that people are backsliding.
虽然神的教会已经被建立了，大家也在敬拜了，可是呢，他发现呢，基督徒的那时候还不是基督徒，那时候很多他们的信心呢就开始的往后退。
Through this prophet, God called his people to repent and to come back to him.
在那个时候呢，神就呢叫以色列这国来向他忏悔，来悔改。
And the reason that I want to direct us our attention to Malachi 4 is because.There is in this chapter there is a God's plan for reconciliation between family members between parents and children.
我想要把大家加到这个马拉基书呢第四章，是因为我们看到神的这旨意，就是要把所有的家庭的这个关系来做完全的恢复。
So if you just take a quick glance.You probably say, you know, what does this have to do with parents and children? It's about repentance.
所以你看，哎，这好像是就是在教导悔改的事情。这跟亲子之间的关系有什么意义呢
？See, guys, chapter 4 is a prophecy concerning the coming of Messiah.
其实第四章其实他在说呢，我们的弥赛亚就要来了。
In the short little chapter, it says that the Lord or the last day is coming. The wicked will be judged, and the righteous will be released.
他是说末世将到，所有的恶者呢会被审判，所有的义人会得到释放。
And the Lord will send a prophet in the spirit of Elijah to proclaim a ministry of repentance.
所以神呢会派的如同以利亚一样的使者来进行他悔改的事工。
To prepare for the coming Messiah.
来预备弥赛亚的道路。
And of course, we all know that that prophet he's referring to is.
John the Baptist. 所以这就是呢，施洗约翰他的事工。
Because in Luke 1, according to Luke 1, it says John the Baptist ministered in the spirit and the power of Elijah.
所以呢，在路福音的路加福音第一章呢，他有讲说，施洗约翰他是如何用神以利亚的这个圣灵来为大家施洗的灵来为大家施洗。
So what does repentance look like?
所以悔改看起来是什么样子呢
？We have the last verse, which is Malachi 4:6, I believe.
所以最后一节呢，第四章第六节他说什么呢
？The hearts of the parents turn to their children, and the hearts of the children turn to their parents.
他鼓励做父亲的心要转向儿女，然后做儿女的心要转向父亲。
If not, God will judge Israel, and they will be destroyed.
如果我们不这么做的话呢，神就会来摧毁我们。
See, God speaks of repentance as parents turning their hearts towards their children, and their children turning their hearts towards their parents.
所以神在教导我们，当我们真正悔改的时候呢，其实我们的父亲的心要转向儿女，儿女的心也转向父亲。
Why was the Israelites so easily distracted from the way of the Lord?
为什么以色列人他们那么容易分心呢
？Why are they so easily unfaithful to the Lord?
为什么他们那么容易对神那么不信实
？Why do they keep on turning to idols over and over and over again?
为什么他们要一直去敬拜那些偶像？
It is because there's a broken connection between the generations.
因为呢，在代与代之间呢，有一个断掉的关系。
Because there's a broken connection or communication, conversation, relationship, whatever you want to call it, between the parents and their children.
就是因为呢，在我们的父母亲跟孩子之间有一个破碎的关系。
The family is the most important factor in passing godly values.From one generation to the next.
所以家庭真的是一个很重要的一个单位，也是一个因素，可以让我们的上一代能够传承给我们下一代，成为敬虔的父母跟子女。
I'm sorry, it is not through Owen.
我很抱歉，这不是由于我而已。
It is not through. It's not through church.
也不是借由教会。
But it's through the parents.
但是借由这些父母为父为母的。
It is the parents' job to teach the children and develop their spiritual appetite.
所以是我们父母的责任来教导他们如何要有属灵的胃口。
Our God, our family God is a family man.
我们的神呢是一个爱家好男人。
And his heart is on his family and is for his family.
他的心呢是在他的家庭，也是为了他的家庭的。
Both the church family and the biological family.
不管是教会家庭或是他的原生家庭。
So a major part of repentance is healing of that family.
所以很大的这个悔改的部分呢，就是来医治我们的家庭。
A healing of that broken connection.
来医治我们这个破碎的关系。
To turn the hearts of the parents back to the children, and to turn the hearts of the children back to their parents.
让为父的心能够转向儿女，儿女的心也转向父亲。
It is God's desire.
这是神的渴慕。
To emotionally connect the parents and the children, and from the children emotionally to the parents.
在我们父母跟子女之间呢，有一个情感上的连结。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To all the children that are sitting here in this room, to all the FBF, to all the English congregation.
所以呢，我们英文堂的在座为子女的呢。
You know the word for you for today.
今天学到的呢。
Is to get connected.
就是要跟你们上一代来连结。
Get connected to your parents.
来认识你的爸妈。
You know, before I met Winnie, I know nothing about my parents.
在我还没有遇见 Winnie 之前呢，我根本不聊我的父母。
Especially for a guy, I really, as guys, we lack the, I guess the EQ.
所以呢，我是一个男的，好像没有什么那个那叫什么情绪智商还是什么。
Yeah. So I didn't really care for my parents. I just know that they love me, and I guess I love them.
所以呢，我就想说啊，我爱他们爱我，所以我应该也爱他们吧。
She asked, "What did your mom or what did your parents major in college?"
所以 Winnie 就问我说，哎，你知道你爸妈大学时候念什么系吗
？I don't know.
我说哦，我不知道。
Did they go to college?
他们去大学吗
？I don't know.
我也不知道。
What did they do for a living when they were raising you?
他们是用什么来谋生的、
啊、somewhere restaurant something
我在讲说、啊、大概是在做那个餐厅
See guys there's a huge breakdown of communications
所以我们就看到、欸、其实我们父母跟子女之间的沟通其实是很差的
See it's God's desire to bring the hearts of parents back to towards the children's heart back to the parents.
但是我们看到神的渴慕呢，真的是要看我们的父母跟子女把这个心同时都转向彼此。
So get connected with your parents today.
所以呢，做子女的呢，现在就跟爸爸妈妈来连接。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And another word is get unconnected or get disconnected from the world and get connected with the Word of God.
然后另一句话说呢，就是其实我们要跟我们的这个世界、爱世界的心来做一个了断，所以我们可以跟神的话来做一个连接。
Because young generation, we have forgotten what God have commanded us in the Bible.
因为呢，年轻的一代，我们忘记了神对我们嘱咐的话。
It commands us to honor our parents.
他命令我们是要来尊荣我们的父母。
We have too many young Christians who are walking around who are acting like the rest of the world.
所以有很多的年轻的基督徒，我们就像世人一样，没有什么分别。
Disobedient and rebellious.
又不顺服，然后又悖逆。
Starting today, turn your hearts back to your parents.
今天开始，把你的心转向你们的父亲、父亲。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, let me come back to the way that we hurt each other. Right? So, I mean, there are many ways that we hurt each other as family members.
所以呢，当我们是一家人的时候，我们很容易伤害到彼此。
I'm going to point out the littlest ways that we can hurt each other.
我想要呢指出一个很小的地方，我们就可以伤害彼此了。
So parents, listen up.
所以呢，父母呢，留心听。
Your words have power. Your words hurt your children.
你的话呢是很有能力的，是带有能力的。
A lot of times we give them mixed messages because we lack the communication.
有的时候我们给他们这个不清楚的讯息，因为我们之间没有很好的沟通。
When was the last time, parents, that you actually asked your children, how are you doing? How are you growing in the Lord?
所以呢，当爸爸妈妈的，我想要问你哦，你有上一次是什么时候问你的子女，请问你在神里面当中有什么成长？
Not just have you prayed, have you read the Bible?
不是问你说，哎，祷告了没啊？读经了没？
When was the last time that you actually got together and studied the Bible as a family?
上一次你们是什么时候全家一起来读经
？Pray together，
来一起祷告。
Taught the importance of tongues，
教导他们说方言的重要。
Serve together，
一起来服事。
Usually we rarely do that。
通常呢，我们不这样做。
What we ask，
所以当我们问的时候呢
？If we ever have conversations with them，
如果我们还有跟他们讲话的话呢
？It's usually like this。
通常是这样的。
Did you do your homework？
功课做了没
？How's your grades？
你的成绩怎么样
？How's work？
哦，你工作怎么样？找到工作没
？Do you need to find a job？
你需要找工作吗
？If you need help, I will help you because you need to find a job。
你要帮忙的话，我可以帮忙你。你需要工作了，现在。
I'm not saying those things are not important because they are。
我不是说这些事情不重要，因为他们也很重要。
Because we are in this world。
但是因为我们就是活在这个世界。
But as parents, we got to understand we are not of this world.
但是我们要了解，我们并不是属这个世界的。
So when you actually give mixed messages to your children, to our children,
所以当我们这个传达这个不清楚的讯息呢
，it actually conveys the underlying message that you're conveying is that work, grades, school, SATs, ACTs are more important than.Of God's work.
当我们的对话只是问他们的成绩、他们的工作、他们的学校，其实我们就是在暗示说，我们只重视这些事情。
Because we never really ask them how they're doing.
因为我们没有真的问他们心里面到底发生什么事情。
Especially how are they doing with their vertical relationship with God?
尤其是他们跟神的关系呢是怎么样的
？And again, job, money, those things are very, very important.
当然，工作、学校这些都还是非常重要的事。
We need to provide.For our family.
我们也需要来供应我们的家庭。
But parents, I plead with you that we need both to give us our children the spiritual support and spiritual guidance in addition to the life lessons that you're willing to give.
父母呢，我也恳请你们，就除了是在为他们在这世界上的事情来关心，我们也来更关心他们的属灵生命，来引导他们的属灵生命。
See, when we neglect our roles as spiritual support or guide, we have fallen short of God's command for us as parents to train, to teach, and to instruct our children in the Lord.
所以当我们是忽视我们有这个权柄的时候，我们就没有办法把我们所学的一切，把这些属灵的生命跟指导来交给我们的下一代。
As parents, we need to repent.
所以呢，当我们是父母呢，我们也需要来悔改。
Children hurt their parents too.
当然我们小朋友也会来伤害我们的父母。
Let me tell you this very funny story.
我跟你讲一个很好玩的事。
It happened not too long ago.
大概不久前。
So, we went out for an event.
所以我们整个这个教会出去，
去服事，
去服事。
All right, and Winnie was busy, and I'm busy.
所以呢 ，Winnie 也很忙，忙着照顾 Asher， 然后我也很忙。
This person，
这个人呢
，I guess this person wanted to do something.
所以他想要去做一件事情。
So this person came up to Winnie first and asked, "Can I go do something?"
然后就问 Winnie 说，哎，我可不可以去做这件事？
And Winnie says, because we're outside, you know, we want to be safe. And Winnie asks this person to actually do something else before they can go.
因为我们是在外面服事的嘛，不是在我们教会里面，所以呢 ，Winnie 就跟这个人说呢，那我想要请有人跟你一起去。
But I guess it was too much trouble for this person.
那可能有点麻烦哦，这个还要问别人。
He didn't get, or that person did not get what that person wanted from Winnie.
因为呢，这个人呢，他没有得到在温妮这边得到他想要的答案。
You know what? I'm just gonna say he or she.
Right. 我其实不想要把这个人暴露出来的。
All right, so she.
英文就有男他跟女他。
She came in and started to ask me.
所以呢，温妮呢就来问我了。
No. That person.
Oh, that person. Yeah. 那个人就来问我。
Came to ask me, can I go somewhere?
然后就说，我可不可以去那个地方
？And I'm like, sure, go.
我就说，好啊，走啊，走啊，去啊。
All right.How many of you guys, how many kids, how many children here has done that once in your lifetime with your parents?
所以呢，有没有人就是我们知道爸爸这边不行，就去找妈妈，或是你有反之的
？See that as little as silly as it may be.
所以这件事虽然很小很傻
，it actually hurts parents.
但是也伤害到父母的心。
Two things came out of this.
所以两件事情我们学习到了。
It shows that Winnie and I we are not on the same page.
这表示呢，我们没有在同一个，没有一个同样共同的这个意识。
And this person actually pointed out a small crack in our relationship.
所以呢，这个特殊的人物，他就是来指出我们其实中间我们的沟通是有一点裂缝的。
Right? And yes, you got what you wanted.
所以是的，这位人，你得到了你想要的东西。
But at what cost?
但是呢，它的代价是什么
？Even though it was a very tiny little thing, it didn't really create a much of rift between us.
虽然呢，不是一件大事，我们也没有因此不开心。
But many times it can be.
但是有很多时候，其实它有可能会让我们不开心。
So children, I want to share this with you.
所以孩子们，我想要跟你们分享。
When you do that to manipulate your parents, to manipulate the situation, to so that you can gain, you're actually tearing apart the very family dynamic that you are so desperately desiring for.
所以孩子们，当你呢刻意的呢在父母的中间来操控，来得取到你想要的东西，其实呢，它很有可能会破坏你自己家庭里面的和谐。
And as children, we need to repent.
所以呢，我们当小朋友的，当孩子的，我们也要来悔改。
And after repenting,
悔改之后呢
？This is what I encourage all of us to do.
所以我要鼓励大家都来这样做。
That we need to set up altars in our families.
我们必须要来建立家庭的祭坛。
Amen.
Amen.
When I hear the word altars, it just reminds me of Rebecca and Newman's testimony about their children.
当我呢听到家庭祭坛的时候，我就想到 Rebecca 跟 Newman。
Both their children, they're at one time they're very spiritually dead.
有一阵子呢，他们的孩子不具名，是有一阵子在属灵生命上是没有什么光景的。
And of course they prayed and they prayed and they prayed.
所以他们祷告，祷告又祷告。
And I truly feel that when we pray to the Lord, see our Lord, our God is not a passive.A do nothing God.
所以你知道我们的神，他并不是一个消极的神，他并不是一个什么事都不做的神。
When we pray to God, He always moves us to somewhere.
所以当我们跟神祷告的时候，他就是把我们会动员到其他的地方去。
I believe that God even gave them a vision of saying that there's two fishes in the pond. One is pretty much out of the pond and dying or dead, and the other was dying.
所以呢，我记得是他们的意象还是异梦，他就是梦到两条鱼，有一只呢就在鱼缸外面，然后快死，然后另外已经死了，然后另外一只是半死不活。
And as they prayed, God moved them. And when God moved them, they obeyed.
所以当他们祷告的时候，神就在他们的心里面动工，然后他们就是来顺服神的旨意。
I remember sitting here hearing Rebecca very speaking with conviction that I don't care.I'm going to set up altar. I'm going to do a Bible study with them every week.
所以我还很记得我就坐在这边，然后听 Rebecca 姐妹的分享，她就说我不管怎么样，我一定要在我的家庭里面建立祭坛，我每一个礼拜都要来一起祷告读经。
How long did you guys do that?
你们做多久？
Many months.
数不清。
Many months. Every week.
很久。
And at different times, because I think they have different schedules.Right?
因为他们两个儿子都很忙，所以有的时候比较难聚在。
They start to set altars in their homes.
但是我们要有决心来建立我们家庭的祭坛。
And that's what I encourage all of us to do.
所以我想鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹都来这么做。
Yes, we're all busy.
我知道我们都很忙。
Yes, the school is getting difficult.
我知道学校也越来越难了。
Yes, a lot of children of yours are in the process of getting a job or applying for college.
知道很多人呢也开始要申请大学，然后也要找工作。
But it cannot. You cannot allow the world to dictate how you will raise your kid.
我们不能让这个世界来指导我们怎么样来教我们的孩子。
Because again, if you give in to, oh, I'm too busy. Oh, I got practice. I got this. I got that.
如果你们让你生活中的忙碌呢？
小孩子的忙碌。
小孩子的忙碌。
Okay, and.Use that as an excuse not to set up an altar at your house.
用这个当作借口，让你们没有办法在家里面建立祭坛。
Young people will be walking away from their faith.
其实很多年轻人就会从他们的信仰里面呢离开了。
A couple years ago, there's a statistics of as high as 80% of high school Christians who are on fire for God, who are serving God, when they reach college, when they go to college.80% of them leave church.
所以有统计显示，很多这些为基督而火热的高中生，当他们踏入大学的时候，有 80% 的人呢都离开了教会。
And then only 39% of that 20% left when they graduate from college. 39% remains.
所以那剩下的20呢，虽然大学还有在去教会，但是呢当他们毕业之后，只有在 39% 的人他还继续留在教会里面。
See parents, when you fail to set up your own altars at your house,
所以呢父母呢当我们呢没有在家庭里面建立祭坛，
The world becomes their altar.
这世界就成为他们的祭坛。
So again, let's really be careful in terms of how we set up our own altars. Amen.
所以我们真的要留心来建立我们的家庭祭坛。
Amen
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So as we close, I want to invite the worship team back up.
所以当我们进行结束的时候呢，我们请那个敬拜团上来。
I want to use the last 10 minutes or so for response time.
所以我想用这最后的十分钟来，我们来做一个回应。
Josh, could you go get the lights, please?I want you guys to close your eyes right now.
我想要请你闭起眼睛。
What is God speaking to you through this message?
所以今天神要借由这个信息来跟你说什么呢？
Maybe God is saying that we need to serve together. We need to cross the generation barriers so that we can become a healthier church.
我觉得神在对我们说，我们必须要跨过我们这个文化跟语言的这个藩篱，这个不同，所以我们才可以一起服侍。
Or maybe it's God saying to you that we need to work on our own biological family relationships.
或许神也是在说，我们要好好的来对我们的原生家庭里面来好好的重视。
That we need to turn our hearts towards our children and our children's heart back to our parents.
因为神在对我说，我们现在就是要转向我们的父母，或是对父母说，我们现在就要转向我们的儿女。
Or is it that we got to start or continue to set up altars at our families?
或是神在跟你说，嘿，这是要建立家庭祭坛的时候了。
Maybe you once did. You once set up the altar, but now it's long forgotten.
虽然呢，你过去有建立了家庭的祭坛，但是呢，已经没有了。
Set it up today.
我们今天再次的建立起来。
Set it up today.
今天再次的建立起来。
Set it up today, so that the world would not dictate. The world would not become their altars.
我们要建立家庭的祭坛，所以呢，这个世界不会成为他们崇拜敬拜的对象。
Let's start doing things together as a family.
我们要一起像一个家人一样的一起来服侍。
Let's start to work on our family, our own family, so that we can become a healthier, full blessing church.
所以当我们的原生家庭更健康之后呢，我们的教会家庭也会更健康。
See, healthy church consists of healthy individuals that comes from healthy families.
因为呢，健康的教会呢，是来自于健康的个体。健康的个体就是来自我们健康的原生家庭。
We need to pray for our family.
我们需要来为我们的家庭来祷告。
We need to pray for our parents.
我们必须要为我们的父母来祷告。
We need to pray for our children.
我们必须为我们的孩子们来祷告。
See, this is my prayer, guys.
这是我的祷告。
Right here today at Full Blessing Church.
今天呢，在丰盛基督教会。
That godly parents are being set in place.Right now,
所以敬虔的父母现在就在这里。
Those who long to see the next generation surpasses them in anointing, in power, in authority.
所以这些敬虔的父母现在就来恩高来高抹他们的孩子。
In every way,
用各种各样的方式。
Under this covering and by God's grace,
来遮盖他们用神的恩典。
As parents, we will take back.Our families and build a new foundation.
为父为母的，我们要把我们的权柄给拿回来。
We're going to break down the walls.
我们要打破这个墙。
We're going to restore family relationships.
我们要恢复我们家庭的破碎的关系。
We're going to seek back our parental authority.
我们要拿回我们父母的权柄。
As parents, we're going to release blessing onto our children.
为父为母的，我们现在就是要来祝福我们的孩子。
We're going to release our prayer fire and anointing upon our children.
然后释放我们的这个祷告的火跟热情。
We're going to turn the parents' heart towards the children and the hearts of the children back towards the parents.
所以我们父母的心呢，转向儿女，而儿女的心也转向父母。
So this is the response time.
所以这是一个我们呼应的时间。
We all know that we have many family members here.
我知道我们有当中呢有很多的家庭。
Quietly, in the next 30 seconds, I want you to get with your parents, sit with your parents, sit with your family right now.
所以呢，接下来的30秒呢，我想要请你们自己的原生家庭坐在这一起。
Let's go, quietly, quietly, quietly. Couples together, brothers and sisters together.
或是夫妻的坐在一起，弟兄姐妹坐在一起。如果你只有自己一个人的话呢？
So again, children go to your parents, parents go to your children, and if you're by yourself and you're missing family members, that's okay.
好，如果你今天只有一个人来的话，也没有关系哦。
I want you to imagine, hold out your hands like this and imagine that.Your son, your parents, your mom, your uncle, your auntie is here.
所以呢，就算你家人没有在这边，我要想请你来想象你的家人或是你的叔叔阿姨都在这里。
Now as the worship team, they're going to sing Spirit Break Out, Break Our Walls Down.
所以我们要继续来唱，来欢迎我们的圣灵，来突破我们的心墙。
I realize a lot of times we actually do not pray, do not intercede, do not seek God together as a family. So let this be a time of that.
所以我发现很多我们的家庭没有一起来祷告，一起来代祷，所以让这个时刻就是我们全家一起来代祷的时刻，一起来祷告。
I want you guys to stand up, to hold hands,
to make a circle, to
hold
hands,
hold each other's hands.
牵手，然后围一个圈圈。
And I want you to sing. I want you to start praying. Start to intercede for the family.
所以呢，我们一起来祷告，以每一个家庭来做一个单位，一起来祷告。
Open your mouth to declare.
打开你的嘴来宣告。
Restoration of the family.
让我们来恢复我们的家庭。
Restoration of parents' authority.
来恢复我们父母的权柄。
Restoration of the altars.
来恢复我们家庭的祭坛。
Let this place be a place that we are starting to build our altars today.
现在就是这个时刻，我们要建立家庭的祭坛。我们现在就要一起来祷告。
The sound of heaven touching earth, our Father.All our heaven raise your name, sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise, can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth.
Right now, I want you guys to focus on praying and intercession for your family.
所以现在我们就是来开口大声来祷告，为我们的家庭来祷告。
If you don't have your family here, then imagine them that they're in front of you.
所以就算你的家人不在呢，你就是来想象他们就在你的旁边，也是一起的来开口来祷告。
Because God is here and He wants to restore your family values.
因为我们的神就在这里，他要来恢复我们家庭的价值。
He wants to restore your family relationships.
他想要来恢复我们的家庭关系。
He wants to increase your family relationships.
他要来恢复我们家庭的关系。
Hallelujah.
亲爱的主耶稣，我现在就要为向你来祷告，我们要看到我们的家庭来恢复，我们要让父母跟孩子之间的管理能够做好。In the name of Jesus, we break all the differences in the family. And Lord, I want to speak with all the other English and Chinese speakers. We all sit together, Lord. Pray that you break every bond
right now. Every bondage.In Jesus' name, break, 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 in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Children are coming back, parents are coming back to each other. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and ask God. 请求神来帮助你的家庭，请求神来帮助你的家庭。
主祭坛，我们要与你和好。亲爱的，我们要 受气，我们要彼此相爱，彼此关心。圣灵现在就出来动工，在我们每一个家庭里面动工。
We want to see your kingdom here.
Come down and defend.
We want to see your kingdom here.
Heaven,
break down.
真的，主耶稣，我们要看到你敬虔的家庭，我们蒙恩在我们里面。每一个家庭都是敬虔的，敬畏你的神。
Spirit, break down.Heaven come down.
圣灵现在大大的降下来，浇灌我们，打破我们心里面的墙，让我们真的彼此相爱，更多的圣灵 ，Holy Spirit, more of you. Break, break out, break all of our walls down, Lord. We want to see your heaven here. We want to see your heaven in our family. We want to see your kingdom here in our family, Lord.
Heaven come down.
Turn your hearts back to the parents.
Spirit break out.
Parents, turn your hearts to your children right now.
Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down.Spirit break out,
yeah, let your spirit rest.
Break the walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. Spirit break out.
家庭也爱你
Amen
我们一家人也彼此相爱
Continue to be in the God's presence The Holy Spirit's presence right now
And feel free to hug your family、
Amen.
Or people you see them as family It doesn't、
Amen.
have to be from your original family
Amen
所以如果你想要的话我觉得我们给对方一个拥抱跟你的家人说我爱你
AmenHallelujah.
然后这不只是我们原生家庭的，你看我们教会家庭的也是你的家庭的，你也可以抱他们，说我爱你。Asian hugs, 真的拥抱。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Spirit break out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Break out.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Break out. Break out. Spirit break out.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mighty Jesus. God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Joy in this prayer.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. 感谢主。
Thank you for your
praise God, 感谢神。
Broken them down. Walls were broken.
Come on, come. Praise God. You want to give Luke?
I love you.
Hey, Luke,
awesome.
We love you, man. We're going to give you a message. You hug.